Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, in the follow-up to Greater Tuna, a tuna Christmas brings out the southern holiday charm in the little Texas town. Strauss Theater Center presents the comedy beginning this Friday, and with a preview of the show is its director, Gail Hoover Frick. Gail, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having us today.
Glad that you are here, and well, tell us about the setting of a tuna Christmas.
Well, the Tuna Christmas takes place in a fictional town called Tuna, Texas, which is supposedly, according to the authors, the third smallest town in Texas. The cast is apprised of young, old men, women, and animals.
The thing about that is, with all of that, actually, when we talk about the cast, mm-hmm. it comes down to just two.
That's right. We have two gentlemen braving all the lines and all 20 characters that are, showcased in our production. These two men have to change clothes in a matter of seconds, and that's everything from wigs, dresses, shoes, jackets, you name it. So they're backstage with dressers, and which should get an Academy Award for that as it, just in itself because of their ability to change clothes so rapidly. But then they also have to come out in a whole new persona in this new costume and new voice, new mannerisms, and everything that goes with it, as well as memorizing all lines.
Yeah. Well, some of those voices you mentioned, of course, there are the radio news personalities that keep the town updated about some of the activities going on, as well as talking about the Christmas Phantom. Tell us about that storyline of the show.
Well, the show opens with Thurston and Arliss giving the news report at the OKKK radio station there in Tuna, Texas. The biggest event that is happening, according to the news at that time, is the yard display contest. Well, the underlying story of the Christmas Phantom, who strikes every year, does something to upset the apple cart, if you will, for the way that the town is trying to pull off a lighting of a Christmas tree or maybe a church production or something like that. And they have a tendency to, the Phantom strikes anonymously. And come to find out, the Phantom is the least expected characters in the show. Without spoiler alert, it's usually one of the older people in the show.
When we talk about some of the storylines going on, there is also a character by the name of Joe Bob trying to put together this Christmas carol at Tuna's Little Theater.
Yes, and they mentioned that the Little Theater is a struggling little theater trying to put on this special Christmas production of a Christmas carol to raise money to keep the lights on. And we all know in the arts world that we've all struggled with things before, and we've all done fundraisers for each of our arts endeavors. And, so this is not unlike something that we've experienced ourselves, I'm sure, at one time. And but what's so fun is that this director is so... he's one of his lines says, I'm a professional, I'm bigger than this town, and he really truly believes that he is just all that and more, and and he really is pulling off a Christmas carol in a traditional style, unlike his usual performances. He actually mentions directing A Raisin in the Sun with an all-white cast. And again, the satire is quite fluent throughout the whole show.
We mentioned the two-person cast in this production. What was the process like of working with them and developing the characters that they portray?
It takes a lot of listening for each other, for the two characters to banter back and forth. And it takes a lot from me as a director to watch them because I have to catch their hands, the way they sit with their feet. I'm like, no, you're sitting like Joe Bob. Nope, you're sitting like Bertha. Nope, yeah. That's Vera. Mm-mm, I'm hearing this, I'm hearing that. And it's just because, when a person sits in a chair to be comfortable in a certain character, they may sit a certain way automatically. And I'm like, well, No, you're now you're a lady, or you're 15, or now you're 65, or now you're, you know, a single man, now you're a married man, now you're, you know. And so all the mannerisms that go with along with that for me as a director to catch every little thing like that and to, you know, you can imagine the poor actors, I have had to nitpick them to death. But they have done a remarkable job, so we're very, very proud of them.
Yeah, and as it has come together, what do you look forward in sharing with the audience? Is there a particular scene that you really enjoy?
Well, I think the underlying message is that of the whole show is that Christmas is stressful for everyone. Be it a little theater production trying to get off the ground, as we are doing at the moment during the Christmas holidays, a church event, money's tight, relationships are strained. It's just, you know, this small town just trying to keep it together, just trying to hold it together underneath the stresses that Christmas can bring for some people. And so even though it's completely hysterical, there is a humanness side to that, to where everybody's just trying to hang in there.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, and really investing time and effort in the project, the community here always supports in bringing these productions together, especially around the holiday time.
Oh, yes. Our board and volunteers of Little Theater have been no different from that. We have gone through quite a few changes, but it's been fun to watch the community come in there and come together, especially with this show. I know we are so fortunate to have Scott Banks and Dane Warner, our two stars of the show, to come together. And, you know, you sacrifice so much at this time of year, with family time and things like that, and it's so important for us.
Yeah. Gail, it starts this Friday with A Tune of Christmas. Dates and times of the performances?
The dates are, we open Friday the 13th, Saturday the 14th, Monday the 16th, Tuesday the 17th, Thursday the 19th, and again a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock on the 22nd. The other previous performances are all at 7 p.m.
Phone number or how can you find out more?
Phone number is 323-6681 is the box office. You can call Miss Donna there, and she will help you get tickets. They are $20 for adults, $10 for students of any age. We have a special on Monday and Tuesday performances. Buy one, get two free.
Gail Hoover-Frick is director with A Tune of Christmas. Gail, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Bob.